tell us something, if he tell us something, then we ought to hold to that. The only time we should be kind of is when he ain't said nothing. But once he tell you something, good Lord, we ought to believe that. But what he said in this word, not by your by stripes you healed. You ain't got to have brother to tell you that. The scripture tells you that. So I just want to thank the Lord, and I just praise the Lord for brother. He started with his dad, his father always kept me encouraged, and now he comes. It's just beautiful. God has been good to me. All my children, you know, all my children come to the Lord. Got my grandkids here. Got some great grandkids here. God been good to me. Praise the Lord. And I can see it. I think they've been here, what, 15, 20 years? Yeah, something like that. And just had people that, you know, that stuck with me and prayed for me. I just really appreciate the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. So at this time, without any ado, as they say, we're going to have this precious brother. You all open your hearts and open your ears. And let's take this word in.
Come on and give the Lord some praise. Hallelujah. Come on and lift your hands and give God praise. Come on and magnify him. He deserves it. He deserves your praise right now. He deserves to be honored. He deserves to be lifted up. Come on, come on, come on into his courts with praise. Can anybody praise him up in here? Can anybody magnify him? Hallelujah. We sang the song, it's our season. If it's your season, go. Hallelujah. Glory to his holy name. Thank you, Jesus. I shout glory. Oh, y'all didn't say it loud enough. Somebody shout glory. Glory. Praise the Lord. How many know the Lord inhabits that? He loves that. He wants that. Praise the Lord. The Bible said he will give his glory to no other. He wants that. You know, God is enamored with himself, and he can be and should. When he looks over the banister of heaven, he wants to see his reflection in the earth. He wants to see the glory, the honor that he so rightly deserves. All the trials, through all the tests, through all the ups and the downs of life, the Lord, the fact that you woke up this morning, you're able to inhale and exhale. God, as I said the other night, set for your life. He every day he's come to kiss God enough for it because we don't recognize it. It's the hand of the Lord that keeps the devil. His mercy that we're not consumed. The devil's trying to take us out of here, but God has been good to us. Thank God for this great pastor and leader here of Revival Center. It's been an encouragement. She always tells me how much I encourage her over the years. And we just sharpen each other. And it's going to talk scripture, not gossip. It's going to talk about the word of the Lord. Praise the Lord. She looks at sickness and says, sickness, you got to go. And she don't, no, she just said, you just got to go. That's right. And I've seen and heard, and it's in her life to heal. And God has used her many times. I heard God, you, praise the Lord. I mean, no, there's no boundaries to God's will. And thank God for Brother Al, Sister and Pastor here, Sister Tawana. Thank God for Brother and Sister Flippo. Thank God for everybody here. Thank God for Mother Williams. Praise the Lord. She's been an encouragement to me. And she always just make me smile every time I see her. Just, it's just a delight. You know, some people just have a way of encouraging you with word and just with their attitude and how they will approach you in such a loving and a caring way. And I say this, I know I got some people praying for me. Praise the Lord. And I know she's one of them. I may not see her for months, but I know without a doubt Mother Williams is praying for me. Praise the Lord, as well as Sister Davis. And thank God for the two sisters that came with her. God bless y'all. Praise the Lord from Open Door. Thank God for them being here. And I thank God for Sister Ann, and thank God for Sister Charlene being with us all the way from Sparta, Illinois. Members of Road to Life Church, 402. East Mound Street, Sparta, Illinois, 62286, 618-443-4158. If you're ever in the area, please feel free to visit us. So we thank God for them. They, as they said, they took their vacation to come to revival. And I just remember the times when my dad would go on vacation on revival at Open Door, and that would be our vacation. Or he would take us to the tent revivals. That would be our vacation. But oh, how we loved it. We'd jump in the back of that old station wagon, eating bologna sandwiches and little, you know, them, remember them little orange juices, the ones in the ones that's about 25 cents. I don't know how much they cost now. Man, we would just have a good time in the Lord. And it just was a great time. And anytime you can take your vacation and look for revivals and get in the will of God, it's a blessing. God will bless you for it. Praise the Lord, because you could have been doing something else, but it's a blessing that you wanted to be in the service. And we're not going to prolong the time. We know we have a great event scheduled for the end of services. This is a day to rejoice that there's no longer any debt hanging over the head of Revival Center. It's a blessing. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I didn't know how it felt when I was young because I didn't have any debt. But when I got older, how many know when you young, you carefree, you run around, you don't know who's paying all them bills. I mean, you got a little sense of it. But man, when you get older and you the electric and water and gas and house note and car note and your note and my note, and praise the Lord, all them notes come, man, you start feeling bondage, don't you? So anytime you can eliminate any of that, you ought to praise the Lord. You ought to thank God for it. You pay a car off, thank God. Pay a house off, thank God. Praise the Bible said, owe no man nothing but to love him. How many know you, God don't want us in debt. God wants us to be debt free. And as I said the other day, I believe just like Solomon, after he finished the house of the Lord, he started working on his house. And I believe after God has finished allowing you to pay this house off, now your house is next. Praise the Lord. So you need to start claiming that. God, you allowed us to pay this house off. Now I want my house paid off. And some of y'all may have your house paid off, but for those that don't, say, I'm next in line for a miracle. I'm next in line for it. Praise the Lord. Heard a great testimony from Sister Flippo the other day, or last night, I believe it was, about the trailer. They called and said, we'll pay it all off. I mean, I want somebody to call me tomorrow and tell me. I want them to tell me they're going to pay it all off. That's right. How many know God will do it for you? You believe him, he'll do it. He's a miracle worker. If you have your Bibles, our endeavor is not to hold you a long time. We've been having such a great time. I have enjoyed myself thoroughly. God has been moving in such a magnificent way here, and I can do nothing but give him all the honor, all the glory for it. And I believe, as I heard someone say, if you open your hearts today, God will bless you. I just really believe that. Not of myself, but it's of him. Let's go to the book of Peter, and we'll work our way back to Isaiah. We'll go from Peter, John, to Isaiah. We'll start off in the book of Peter, 1 Peter. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. First Peter chapter 1 and verse 22 and 23. When you have it, say amen. Seeing you have purified your souls in obeying the truth through the Spirit unto unfeigned love of the brethren, see that you love one another with a pure heart fervently, being born again, not of the corruptible seed, but of the incorruptible, by the word of God, which liveth and abideth, how long? Forever. John chapter 1 Y'all pray for me today. John chapter 1, and very familiar reading. We'll start at verse 1, make our way down to verse 14. In the beginning was the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning made that was made. In him was life. The life was the light of men. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. The same came for a witness. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of the light. That was the true light, which light. And the world was made by him. The world knew him not. He came unto his own, as received him. To them gave he power to become sons, which were born not of blood, nor of the will of flesh, nor of the will of man, and dwelt among us. And we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten. Man, that's a beautiful reading. Praise the Lord. You know, how many know when you sometimes you read the Bible? Isaiah chapter 55. Thank you, Jesus. Do you love him today? 58. Do you have? Neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. For as and my thoughts than your thoughts. For as the rain cometh, but watereth the earth, and maketh it to bring forth and bud. So shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereto I sent it. Father, in the name of Jesus, God, we ask you, Lord, for help. Tells us that this is the day that the Lord has made, that we should rejoice and be glad in it. It is such a blessing, Lord. God, we didn't come out of form, fashion, or formality. I'm not a spectator. God, we're not here to spectate or speculate. We're here to hear your word that is able to heal and deliver. God, send your word today, Lord. Anoint me, God. Holy Ghost, speak out of me. Use me for your glory, for your honor, for your praise. Make we don't need man's ideologies, man's theology. We need a word from heaven. We need you. God, do it for your glory. Hallelujah, Jesus. Do it for your honor, for your praise and honor. In Jesus' name we pray. Put your hands together real good for the Lord. Will not return unto him void. God's word will not return a word. Praise the Lord. Can I get a little comfortable today? God's word will not return unto him void. Is to get an understanding of what God was saying when he said, my word. Now, my word. He's speaking solely about his word. And you know how some people do is always thus saith the Lord. They always, but if God told you to say something, he's big enough to bring it to pass. The word he's speaking of is the word I feel is the word that was made flesh. But all of it has to be directed by the Spirit of word has to come under the authority and the unction of the Holy Ghost. Extract or extrapolate a word from the Bible and take it to ourselves. Y'all bear with me today. God speaking through you for that word to come to pass. See, some people just think they can just take a seed. Some words are given. God gives you a word for a season and a time. It may not be for the time or the season. And so people get this meaning something by what he's speaking, but he's telling you, hold that back for a time, for it's not yet. When we say, God said this or that, right now, we have to understand that, is this God's timing for it? The word void literally means empty or empty-handed. In other words, when I speak something, it shall come to pass, you or me. He don't have to counsel with us about his word. If God tell you something, Mother Williams, he going to do what he said. If God tell you something, make sure that was the word of God that told us. We can't go around just looking for a prophecy. think that's something strange. But I know some people that go to church just looking for somebody to give them a word. They got a more sure word. If you'll get in your closet and begin to pray and cry out to the Lord and begin to say, Lord, you said, but God is faithful to those that will cry out to him. He will give you something to help you to make it through. So God spoke his word into the womb of a virgin named Mary. He spoke his word. And that word came into her womb. And she said, how could this thing be? See that I know not a man. He said, the power of the high be called the son of the living God. So what was in her was spoken. And the Bible said in John 1:14, and the word was made flesh. But the Bible said in the book of Isaiah, the word shall not return unto me void. In other words, word came in the womb of Mary. The Bible said that word would not return unto the, it was going to accomplish everything that the Father said it was going to accomplish. It didn't matter how many devils, it didn't matter how many imps, it didn't matter how many people, they ain't going to make the word of God of none effect. Let God be true and every man a lie. So when that word came in the womb of Mary, that word came out of the womb, a little baby. And you shall call Emmanuel, being interpreted, God with us. You call his name Jesus. So this little baby is walking around now. And the king there was a Herod. God said, the word shall not return unto me void. I don't care how many death sentences you put on this baby. God said, I'm going to make sure the word going to accomplish where into our center. And it's going to prosper in the way. It's going to prosper when the word is going to happen. It might take a little while. They might go into the clubhouse, the crack house, be on the corner. But the word says he's going to bring them back. The word says he's going to save them. So, it's prospering. The word comes out, and the word, 12 years old, walking around, begins to speak, and Jesus said, I came to seek and to save. This is what I'm supposed to do. I came to seek and to save that which was lost. I was going to seek and save that which was lost. And the word is still seeking and saving. We the ones sitting around saying, God ain't doing it. The devil is a lie. It's still seeking and saving. He's still seeking and saving that which is lost. That was the purpose. He came. That word ain't going to return, boy. To the flip over, the Father says, I want you to come back to me with souls in abundance. I want you to come back to me. He said, you in my hand. I got to take you back to the Father. He said, I've lost none but the son of perdition. He can't lose me. Oh, no. Why the word got to accomplish what he began, what he started. When he spoke, good God Almighty. When he started in 1996, he's able to keep me from falling. He's able to keep you from falling. Keep that which I have committed unto him against that day. You may get frustrated and upset. You may be in the valley in the shadow of death, but you got to remember. He said, look, you prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. The word in that situation, he's going to bring you out of it. Why is the word with you? It's still praying, give up. I wanted to throw in the towel, but some wouldn't let me throw the towel in. Somebody say, I got a word. In the word, it will not return. Boy. See, we got just because it might be prolonged a little while, the word ain't gonna, but my word gonna stand. You can rest assured on that. He said, I'm not a man. Not a man that I should lie. Neither the son of man shall I repent. Hath I not said it, shall I not? The thing according to what I've said, I'm going to bring it to pass. And see, I just got the side. How many remember the little side, the little house? None of this was here, but there was a word on the house. It's what's going to come to pass. And there was a word sent that said, you're going to have to knock the walls down because you're going to build another around like a crazy woman. Talking about, we're going to build another church. But now they walking around in all. Talking about, she said, was in her mouth. That word was on her. And it happened. Why God is able to prophesy the same thing. She had already said it, but I just confirmed the word. Out of the mouth of two or three witnesses, let it fade off. And I said, Lord, if you did it for her, you got to do it for me because I got a word on me too. I believe you're going to ask, Lord, and do what you said. See, some of us, we have looked at the word of God like it's some historical book. Our word is living. He said, the word of God is quick, powerful, sharper than any tool. I got
This word is so dynamic. How many people don't understand it? They walk around scratching their head all day long. Y'all understand? Oh, that's your problem. God is not upset, frustrated. I'm going to select somebody that's going to understand. And if you don't want it, the rocks will cry out. I'll get somebody and bring him to a place. I'll do what I got to do to get my word out there. Around verse 5 or so, old Simon, the expert fisherman. You know how we do. We got it wrapped up. Jesus came to Simon and said, launch out to the deep. He said, wait a minute. I've been toiling all night long. I know about fishermen. Don't you lineage of this. My father's a fisherman. My grandfather's a fisherman. If I don't know anything else, I know how to fish. I know everything about every lake around here. I know when to fish, and I done toiled all night long, and I ain't caught nothing. He said, but since you said that, at thy word, I'm going to go ahead and launch out one more time. Can I tell you something? It don't matter if the fish ain't biting. It don't even matter if the fish ain't even there. When the words say it, one thing, well, Lord, help me. The fish got to come into being. If he got to create some fish to put them in there. God Almighty. See, we act like God is not the creator. Brown, would y'all say brown? I'm going to call it brown. Y'all call it brown. If the Lord told me right now, that chair is red. The chair is red. Why? Because after a while, it's going to be red. You can best. He might say you got a certain thing going on in your body. But if God said that you're healed, if God said you're made whole, it's going to be according to what God said to you. We got a.
I don't want to call him that. John, okay. When he said he went to the doctor, his dad said, say, stripes, I'm healed. By every time he said, by stripes, I'm healed, it just started going down a little bit more.
He was putting that word on that thing. Anytime you put God's word on it, every time God tell you, say, according to how God said it, we just got to stand on the word of God.
Boy, it's going to prosper. It's going to accomplish what he sent it out to do. That word said, my needs according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Didn't he say he's going to supply my need? He going to take care of me? Am I his child? Do you take care of your good gifts? How much more shall the Heavenly Father give good things unto them that ask of him? God know what you need. We walk around acting like his name ain't comforter. But the Bible says he's mighty God, comforter, prince of peace. Your mind has been battled by the enemy. All of a sudden the comforter comes. The counselor comes. You don't have to go to some therapist. I'm your therapist. I'm the one that can tell you it's all right. I'm you down. I have you walk out the house with a smile on your face when people think you should be going crazy. Well, I'm on your side. The word.
I don't just have a word. I have the.
Not of the corruptible seed, but of an Indian. I don't know how y'all feel. I'm a new creature in Christ Jesus. I said, I'm a new creature, and I know it.
I don't need somebody to signify. I ain't got to do none of that. I don't, like the song said, I know I've been changed, Sister Davis. I don't need a prophet to prophesy to me. I don't need somebody to come a seed on the inside of me. And that seed is growing every day. Every time I read the word of God, every time I get down on my knees, I'm nourishing. I'm nourishing that seed every time I pray. Nourishing that seed every time I give it more word. That seed is growing. Every time I shout and praise the Lord, the rain comes down and it comes down on that word and it starts growing, and now it's coming into a full stature walk where I can talk like Jesus talk. You say, what is it? You got to understand who you are. Right now, are you sons of God? The Bible says it doth not yet appear what we shall be. We know he purifies himself even as he is pure. You got to understand God called you to a good God. Help me, Jesus. He said, as I am.
He said, you can't be above the master, but as the master. See, that word is in you, making you like Jesus. It's molding you. To the, you know, people say, they brought that into the church and people start claiming that. I refuse to say, perfect. As your Father in heaven is perfect. Is that the word?
Even this means God is shaping us and molding us into that place. No, we may not be yet there yet, but stuff away. It's getting stuff out of us. It's shaping us and molding us. Every time you come and say evil surmising, undermining, all that adultery, fornication, lust, stuff we don't want stuff away. It's convicting you. It's showing you where you at. I don't despise the word of God. Helps me to live right. So the word. Bible said, except the corn of wheat fall into the ground and die, it abideth alone. The Bible said Jesus brought many sons to glory. Didn't he? See, that's what the word came to do. He said, just like the Father have loved me, now he's going to love you the same way. See, he's bringing us into a place to understand who we are in him. See, when you got the word in you, he's bringing you to an understanding, a comprehension. I'm not just a member of a church. No, no, no. See, some people just thrilled to be a member of a revival center. Thank God for that. I thank God. But I know Sister Davis done taught more than that. I know she done brought us farther than that. Just being a member of a church ain't good enough. You got to recognize who you really are. I was a son of God before the foundations of the world. I was called by his grace. Paul said, God who separated me from my mother's womb and called me by his grace to reveal his son in me. How is the son revealed in you? It's got to be that word manifested, showing, revealing by revelation, trying to show us who we are. God is bringing us into a place of understanding. We can walk and talk, move like him, be complete in him. The Bible said in him we live, move, have our being. Now when that word is in you, man, you don't get fearful. You don't get all frightened every time something go wrong, get upset. No. The Bible said we don't sorrow as them that have no hope. See, when that word is you, I have the word in me, and you do too. I have the word which has all of the word. I have the word which has all of the word. When I was young, I'm still young. When I was younger, when I had first got saved, about a year into my salvation, I was riding down the street. I hadn't really read the Bible, so I didn't know where, you know, scriptures. And, you know, I'm reading Psalms. You know, my grandmother always told me to read Psalms 91 and Psalms 23. You know how that you try to teach a young babe things that they should read. And that's all I was reading. But all of a sudden, I was praying a lot, fasting, seeking the Lord. And suddenly, out of nowhere, I heard a voice speak. And the voice said, except a corn of wheat fall into the ground and die, it abideth alone. And I was like, that sounds like a scripture or something. Because it was talking like that. It was saying abideth, you know. So, yeah. It was talking in that old English, you know. Except the corn of wheat fall into the ground and die, it abideth alone. If it die, it bring forth much fruit. So I was like, that sounds like a scripture. I said, Lord, I don't know where that said is. If this is you, show me. You know, God got a way of doing this. And when I got back to my house, I just flipped open the Bible. Bang! There it was. I said, my Lord, that is a scripture. See, what it was, I was born again of the word. And the word was speaking. The word, before I read the word, it was already talking to me. And it was just confirmed when I read it. See, sometimes we don't understand what we got in us. See, all this, whether you know it or not, I know this is going to be hard to receive. All of this from Genesis to Revelation is already in you. I know that's hard to believe. It's hard to believe. But the word was made flesh. And then it was put in a written form. But you could believe one thing. You could be in a situation and that word will speak out of you. I've heard people say, well, you gotta read it
for it to speak out. You do need to read the Bible all you can. But I'm telling you, there's some times that I've been in situations where that word is spoken out of me and I know I hadn't read that. Anybody else had that happen to you? I know I hadn't read that. And God just brought me to it. See, because the word is already in you. And that word is what will tell you, fear not. Don't worry. Be not dismayed. Don't fret. And it'll keep you calm in the middle of a storm. The word will. When you think everything is going haywire and there ain't no way you're going to be able to make it out of this, the word will tell you it's going to be all right. He'll tell you you're going to make it out of this. It's just for a little while, just for a little season, just a little test that you got to go through, the trial of your faith. That's all this is. And you get comforted in that. When the Lord tell you, oh, this is just a trial of your faith. Oh, I ain't finna die after all. I'm not going to. This is just a trial of your faith. The Lord will, he'll give you comfort to let you know. So I'm getting ready to close, I promise. The word, which is the seed, it cannot produce except to die. Jesus had to die in order to produce or to bring many sons to glory. And now that the word is in us, God still wants something back. He wants some fruit back. He said he's glorified when we bear much fruit. He gets glory from that. We bring him back what he deserves, what belongs to him. And you got to work on it. You got to make sure it's growing. You got to get stuff be attached to our lives that we say, well, it's okay if I do this or that. I ain't here to bother you today. You know, things that we just do and it's okay. That's hindering the growth of the word. Because what it does, it will kill that seed. Unbelief will not allow that word to grow. Everything we can to nurture, to, I know some people think you're crazy. How you doing today? You got, I mean, I'm just saying, people think you're insane, but you go ahead and grow. Y'all know not treat it with care. You got to protect it. You can't let any and every grandkids come over. They get by her plant. She's like, get away from my plant. Y'all not. That's how you got to be with the word in you. You got to let the dust on this. I can't let anything get close to the word. I got to block everything that might hinder the growth else go. I can't listen to everything everybody else listen to. I can't watch everything everybody else watch. I can stop the growth. Hallelujah. I can't. I feel like I'm close now. I can't afford to just let anything come. They could just go anywhere. The Bible said be careful how you hear. You got to watch what you're listening to, the ear gate, the eye gate, and the mouth gate. Because if you're not careful, what you say will hinder. By your words, you're justified. By your words, you are condemned. Everybody don't believe like you believe. You think that, and how he's blessing you, how he's moving for you. And you didn't know it. And the spirit of jealousy just then came all over her. And she can't wait till church is over with. As soon as she get next to you, here comes that old doubt.
Well, I done had a second, third, fourth, and fifth opinion. And it's all Jesus. How about that?
Opinion. I got the first opinion. It was from Jesus. And he said, by whose stripes? Have you ever seen somebody, I promise I'm closing. Have you ever seen somebody try their best?
You know, I don't know.
You gotta protect that seed that's in you and destroy it. Anything he could do to stop growth, he will.
Time. It's my day, Lord. It's my season. I know, Lord God, you're giving praise for it. Go ahead and give him praise for it. Don't worry about what it looks like right now. Don't worry. Hallelujah. I feel the Lord in this place. Hallelujah.
God has given you a word. Some of us have received a sure enough word from the Lord, put it up on the shelf and said, well, Lord, maybe that wasn't for me. You take it off the shelf, dust it off and say, Lord, that was for me. I know you spoke that to me. Anybody ever had God speak something to you and you knew it was God? But you know, the Bible says hope deferred makes the heart sick. Sometimes, because it takes a little while, we get in doubt. But I believe the Lord is speaking to us today. Dust them prophecies, them words that God gave you off, them visions, them dreams. And you ain't too old. I'm too old. My ministry's not going to be what it's supposed to be. You just right. You just right for ministry right now. God done gave you wisdom now. He done brought, he done growed you up. Now you really know how to win some souls. Now you really know how to preach the gospel. Now you really know how to do what God wants you. Why? Because the word is still alive in you. God wants you to work for him. Praise the Lord. There's a word that God has for you. For anybody need prayer on today, I'm done. Anybody need prayer? Anybody need prayer? I'll pray for you and touch and agree with you. The Bible says, if any two touch and agree on anything we have need of on this earth, we can have it from our Father, which is in heaven. If you come up and agree, I believe God will do it for you. You come here, sister. Praise the Lord.